Audio provided by Choo Choo from ChooChooNews.com. Exclusive Daily Mail. Shocking evidence against Hunter Biden revealed. Emails, texts, and photos that could land president's son in federal prison for failure to declare income from foreign business deals and admit he was a drug addict on gun application. Emails, text messages, and photographs published by DailyMail.com are among a wealth of evidence that prosecutors could use at trial if Hunter Biden is charged with tax crimes and lying on gun purchase documents. The FBI believes it has enough evidence to charge Hunter Biden with failure to declare income from his foreign business deals and a failure to declare he was a drug addict on a gun application, sources told The Washington Post Thursday. Agents told the Post they assembled enough evidence for a criminal case against the first son months ago and the decision to charge now lies with federal prosecutors. The agents claim they have sufficient proof that Hunter failed to declare income from his overseas business dealings to the IRS. The first son also wrote on a gun application that he was not a user of illegal drugs, but later admitted in his own memoir that he was a crack addict at the time. Since 2019, the Bureau has been in possession of revealing emails, furtive text messages and photographs from Hunter's abandoned laptop that he never intended to fall into law enforcement's hands. Now DailyMail.com can reveal some of the most suspicious pieces of evidence prosecutors could use in a potential trial. A smoking gun. On October 12, 2018, Hunter bought a .38 caliber handgun from StarQuest Shooters and Survival Supply in Wilmington, Delaware. The federally required firearm transaction record for the purchase, obtained by DailyMail.com, asks, are you an unlawful user of, or addicted to, marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? Hunter checked the box, no, but in his memoir, Beautiful Things, he admitted to his continued full-blown addiction at the time, and in doing so, appeared to admit to the felony of lying on the firearm form. Read the rest at Daily Mail, from the button below.